is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in Colombia appear to have narrowly rejected a peace agreement with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. In a referendum Sunday, the vote delivered a stunning blow to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and plunged the country into a new period of uncertainty. With almost all ballots counted, Colombia's election authority declared Sunday evening that the no side had received 50.2% of the vote, compared to 49.8% for the yes side. Hungarians overwhelmingly rejected the European Union migrant quotas for their country in a non-binding referendum Sunday. According to the data posted on the website of Hungary's National Election Office, with almost 95% of the votes counted, over 98% cast their ballots against EU quotas. However, the vote probably won't count because turnout appears to have been only about 40%, and 50% is required to make the referendum valid. Prime Minister Viktor Orban says he would welcome similar such referenda in Europe.
We are proud that we are the first, and unfortunately, we are the only one up to now in the European Union who managed to have a referenda on the migrant issue. I would be happy to see other countries to follow.
Viktor Orban. Syrian government forces advanced in the city of Aleppo Sunday. They are trying to capture a section of the city being held by opposition forces. Syrian state media report the army promised rebels safe passage to leave eastern Aleppo. The Obama administration accuses Russia and Syria of targeting hospitals, refugee camps, and other critical sites, including water pumping stations and power plants. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017.
The referendum result was clear. It was legitimate. It was the biggest vote for change this country has ever known. Brexit means Brexit, and we're going to make a success of it.
Before Sunday's announcement, Ms. May had said only Britain would not trigger Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty before the end of the year. Article 50 is the treaty clause that would start a two-year countdown for Britain's formal exit. The New York Times newspaper says U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss on his 1995 income tax returns, which may have allowed Trump to legally avoid paying any federal income taxes for up to 18 years. The newspaper said it had consulted tax experts who saw nothing illegal in the Trump tax documents. VOA's Michael Bowman is covering the campaign.
The Trump campaign and all of his surrogates, who are very busy on U.S. television networks this morning, pointing out that as someone who runs a business and acts on behalf of investors, it's not only the right thing to do to claim every tax deduction and every tax credit that you can, but that in fact he has a responsibility, an absolute duty to do so on behalf of investors who could sue him were he not to try to squeeze every dollar out of the system that he could.
Michael Bowman. Speaking at a black church in Charlotte, North Carolina Sunday, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said the nation should do more to protect what she called all of God's children. She said black grandmothers have more to worry about regarding the safety of their grandchildren than she does. Without mentioning him by name, Clinton indirectly accused her opponent, Donald Trump, of fanning the flames of resentment and division.
They say that all of our problems would be solved simply by more law and order, as if the systemic racism plaguing our country doesn't exist.
Hillary Clinton speaking in the important state of North Carolina. Brazil's Workers' Party, or the PT, is expected to lose Sunday when Brazilians vote in the first local election since President Dilma Rousseff's impeachment. Voters elected mayors and city councils across the country. Polls indicated that PT is to suffer a major defeat. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte apologized to the world's Jewish community Sunday. He made the apology for comparing his war on drug traffickers to the Nazi Holocaust during World War II. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B.